But we want to step away for just a moment and bring you back to the situation in North Africa. We're joined literally by one of the lions of the women's movement in Egypt, Dr. Nawal El-Sadawi. She's an Egyptian feminist, author of a number of works, Memoirs of a Woman Doctor, The Innocence of the Devil. She's actually in New York right now, participating in the Daily Beast 2011 Women's Conference. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
We spoke with an Egyptian blogger, Dalia Zayada, earlier this week, and she was describing what happened on International Women's Day. They were celebrating the anniversary in Egypt, in Cairo, with what they were calling for a million woman march. And unfortunately, it turned to violence. I want to very quickly play for you her comments, her description of what happened.
In Cairo, it was horrible. The situation was really crazy. People were... I can say they are thugs, stopping cars in the streets and harassing people in the cars and women. And they were throwing things on the people like stones, and sometimes gunshots were heard.
Doctor, I'm wondering what your reaction is to that violence that occurred during the Million Women March. Is this just a sign of how difficult it will be for women to earn the equal rights in Egypt among even the normal average Egyptian citizen?
No. You know, this is, we have to look to that within the whole situation, that there is a backlash against the whole Egyptian revolution by many powers, external powers and internal powers working together to abort the whole revolution. And they seized this occasion. In fact, because the March of Women was quite peaceful and it went okay, then the plan is to abort the whole revolution by the gangs. There were gangs, the men of Mubarak, the police disguised in civil, the thugs, all this. So, and they burned church, you know, so it was not related to women only. It was related to the whole country, to increase the division and conflict between Christians and Muslims by burning a church, divide and rule. External powers, neocolonialism, with dictatorship, with religious fundamentalism, they all work together and they are all outside the revolution. And they are not related to the young men and women who really made the revolution. So it's a backlash, not against women only. It's against all the revolution.
We're speaking to Dr. Nawal El-Sadawi. Let me just ask you, you know, they just swore in the new cabinet there in Egypt. There is a woman participating in the cabinet. The prime minister says that he will create a committee to deal with the advancement of women. Is this going in the right direction? Is this enough to satisfy the women who are asking for rights?
No, it's not enough, because we always have women members of the ministry, of the a minister or two or even three. We have women in the parliament, so it has no meaning if we have one or two here and there. What we were asking, that women should be participating at least 30% or 30 to 40% in the new temporary government, in all committees, new committees to change the constitution, in every activity, political, economic, social, women should be represented. Women are half the society, so they should be there, not to put one or two as a sample.
Well, but let me ask you, what would you say to those who are actually saying right now that this is the wrong time to worry about that? That while the country's in chaos, while they're trying to rewrite the constitution, bring about fair elections, and create a new government, that dealing with equal pay, dealing with equal civil rights is not the right moment.
No, it is the right moment. This is the language of patriarchy. When they say, it's not the right moment for women. It's not the right moment for the working class and asking for to increase your salaries, etc. No, this is because they don't respect those sectors of the society who are half the society. Women are half the society, and the working class and the peasants are half the society. So how can we postpone their rights? Their rights are the rights of the revolution.
That is a Dr. Nawala Sadawi. She's the author of a number of works, a hugely important figure, in not just in literature, but in women's rights in Egypt. Among her works, Memoirs of a Woman Doctor, The Innocence of the Devil. She's in New York City right now taking part in the Daily Beast's 2011 Women's Conference. Thank you so much for joining us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.